You're listening to SBS News.
Reigning world number one, defending Wimbledon and Australian Open champion Ash Barty has faced the media to explain her shock departure from women's tennis.
I just knew that for me the time was right. I'd given absolutely everything that I could to this sport, and I knew that it wouldn't be fair to my team and the people that have invested so much time and energy into my life to not be 100% committed for them. So it's been a hell of a journey. I wouldn't change a thing. And I certainly have no regrets.
The next question on everyone's lips for the 25-year-old Nurrugo woman is, what's next? While she wouldn't be drawn on the prospect of playing another sport professionally, she did say her contributions were far from over.
I will forever be connected to tennis. I'll never stop loving the sport. I'll never stop hitting tennis balls. I just won't be doing it selfishly for me to try and progress my career. It'll be for different reasons, and I can't wait to get out there with young girls and young boys and contribute in different ways. I'm really excited to have more time to do that. And I can't wait to get out on court and teach my nieces and nephews and hope that tennis brings them the same love that it brought me.
After a promising junior tennis career, she quit briefly in 2014 to play cricket in the Women's Big Bash League. But she exploded back into the tennis circuit and the WTA rankings in 2017. Ash Barty was born in Ipswich, west of Brisbane, and began to play tennis at the age of 4. At the age of 25, she's amassed an extraordinary roll call of achievements, including 15 singles titles and 12 doubles titles on the WTA Tour. With 119 consecutive weeks holding the women's number one ranking, she's the fourth longest title holder after tennis greats Steffi Graf, Martina Navratilova, and Serena Williams. But the tipping point came when she achieved her one true dream, winning Wimbledon, which was capped with her crowning moment, winning this year's Australian Open. Craig Tizza has been her coach since 2016.
Once we got to the Olympics, it sort of hit home for me that there wasn't much left in her. The motivation wasn't there except when she played doubles with Storm and mixed with John Peers. Her singles really went by the wayside. She wasn't fast, so I sort of felt that she'd climbed where she needed to get to and it was going to be a hard slog to keep her involved. And yeah, so I sort of felt it was coming, and we'd sort of discussed things.
Tributes have flowed from around the world. Serena Williams tweeted, "Sad to hear your decision, but also happy for your new chapter." Petra Kvitova reflected, "I am so happy I could share the court with you." While recent opponent Madison Keys also tweeted, "Barty was an incredible tennis player, but more importantly, one of the nicest people on tour." World number 13 Emma Raducanu says Barty has achieved everything she wanted in the sport.
She was a great player and she brought a lot of variety to the game, and I really respected that. You know, I took a lot of inspiration from her, just how she's able to mix things up. And yeah, she was always really friendly to be around as well in the locker room. And she taught me how to kick an Aussie football too once. So yeah, it was really cool of her.
Her mentor and hero, Australian tennis legend Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley, released a statement saying, "I'm so supportive of Ash making a decision that is best for her and makes her happy. I can't wait to see what the next chapter brings." The former Young Australian of the Year now plans to pursue personal dreams closer to home.
I know that my contribution with the Aboriginal and Indigenous side of our sport will only grow. I'm really excited for that. I'm really excited to have the opportunity to give Indigenous youth and Aboriginal youth around our nation more opportunity to get into the sport. And that's something that we'll work on down the track. But I am excited to spend more time in that space.
It's a new chapter for one of Australia's greatest sporting heroes. Tysock Husey, SBS News.